June 4, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God Who Hates Idolatry. Opening prayer. Father, thank you for your love for me that never changes. I praise you for your faithfulness, compassion, and mercy that are expressed toward me each day. Read Isaiah chapter 44, verses 9 through 23. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol, which can profit nothing? People who do that will be put to shame. Such craftsmen are only human beings. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and shame. The blacksmith takes a tool and works with it in the coals. He shapes an idol with hammers. He forges it with the might of his arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength. He drinks no water and grows faint. The carpenter measures with a line and makes an outline with a marker. He roughs it out with chisels and marks it with compasses. He shapes it in human form in all its glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. He cut down cedars, or perhaps took a cypress or oak. He let it grow among the trees of the forest, or planted a pine, and the rain made it grow. It is used as fuel for burning. Some of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. But he also fashions a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of the wood he burns in the fire. Over it he prepares his meal. He roasts his meat and eats his fill. He also warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm. I see the fire." From the rest he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, "Save me, you are my God." They know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over so they cannot see, and their minds closed so they cannot understand. No one stops to think. No one has the knowledge or understanding to say, "Half of it I used for fuel. I even baked bread over its coals. I roasted meat and I ate. Shall I make a detestable thing from what is left? Shall I bow down to a block of wood?" Such a person feeds on ashes. A deluded heart misleads him. He cannot save himself or say, "Is not this thing in my right hand a lie?" Remember these things, Jacob, for you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you, you are my servant. Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. Reflect. Use Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6 to prepare to meet with God in this passage today. This passage contains quite negative text in verses 9 through 20, followed by poetry in verses 21 through 23. While the poem at the end is hopeful, God says, "I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist." The bulk of the passage is bleak. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. The passage explores in detail how a carpenter and a blacksmith go through the process of making an idol. Note how time-consuming the process of making and worshiping an idol is. It seems to have been an almost satisfying experience to make and worship, but ultimately, it is a delusion, a lie. Think of the things you treasure in life and how much time they take up. How does this passage challenge you? Do you need to open your eyes and your mind? Our call is to return to God and seek His redemption. Apply. Meditate on these words. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Psalm chapter 119, verses 33 through 37. Closing prayer. My Lord and my God, forgive me for those times when I have allowed other persons or things to assume priority over my relationship with you. For there is no higher calling than to follow and worship you.